This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of my favorite things to do the last couple of years, without a doubt, is the Manchester Road Race. It's Thanksgiving morning. It's so festive. It's big, but it's got this nice local feel to it. I do the Falmouth Road Race too, and in a lot of ways, I love Falmouth because it's a lot of our family are there, and then we can like go to the beach after type thing. But in terms of the race itself, I actually think I like Manchester better. It's just got the local feel to it. It's as big, but it just has this, I don't know how to explain it, but it's really fun in so many different ways. And Dr. Tris Carter, who's obviously been involved with the race for how long, Doc, have you been doing it?
Since I moved to Manchester in 82, but I've been a president since 2007.
Oh, wow. The longest service. You know the drill. You've seen the good weather days, the bad weather days, and had to deal through the pandemic and so on. And I know registration starts Monday at 5 a.m.
It does.
Yeah, talk about it. Talk to me.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to say it's been great running weather. I hope everybody, whether they run Manchester or not, gets out and do some running, because this weather is spectacular. The humidity's low, and it's just great to get out there, and it's helping for all of us to do that. Registration begins on Monday, September 1st at 5 a.m. Go to our website, www.manchesterroadrace.com. The fee is going to be $32. And you can if you register between now and October 1st, you'll actually get your name put on your bib, which is something we've started last year, which is kind of a fun thing. After that, October 1st to November 22nd is $37, and then starting November 22nd is $42. There'll be no registration after November 25th, and no race day registration or bib pickups on race day.
There you go. And it goes, I mean... What are the numbers again? What did you have last year?
Last year, we had 12,000 people registered, which is the best number since we had COVID. Prior to COVID, we had those numbers. So we're back to the old Manchester Road Race numbers, which made us, all the volunteers and sponsors, all very grateful. So we have a lot to be thankful for.
And if people haven't run it, again, if you do Thanksgiving in Connecticut, it's great. You get up early, you go down there, you run the race. There's everything from the competitive runners who fly to people who are dressed up as, in dresses. I ran behind Larry Bird. I mean, they have, and then there's young kids. I mean, there are people on the side with you can have a shot every mile if you want to. There's live music on the way. I mean, it's truly, truly a unique event.
Well, we were complimented last year. I think it was Andy Burford that said that we really do a great job of appealing to all types of runners and participants, from our elite runners, which are the world-class runners that are running 4 minutes and 20 seconds per mile over the course, to a person who trained for this year's race by running last year's race, and that's all the training they'll do from year to year, to our turkeys, to our Larry Birds. It's a great, great town event. Everybody in the town comes and supports it. It's one of the few races where you go out and you're cheered on by people around the whole course, as you've seen. It's just a great day here in Manchester, and I'm really proud to be part of it.
Yeah, as you should be. 4.737 miles. It's on Thursday, the 27th. The gun is at 10 a.m. I love putting the names on the bib because then people on the sides can cheer you on specifically. And I don't care. I mean, if anyone has a dog, when you say good boy, Pooch, the dog walks a little quicker, right? And it's true when you're on the course, somebody says, you know, keep it going, Brian or Tris. Yeah. It helps you run.
Well, it does, no question. I have to participate in the virtual road race, which starts Thursday morning at 6 and goes to Friday at 6 p.m. I usually try to go out Friday around 10 in the morning, and I'm out there by myself. Yeah. And just so I can do it. But there's nobody out there cheering. And it really does make a big difference, like you said, Brian, to have somebody cheering you on. And plus all the people out there you're looking at.
Hey, a couple things with Dr. Tris Carter, good friend of the show and obviously runs the Manchester Road Race, which is coming up on Thanksgiving Day. Quickly tell us two things. Any changes this year? And also, where can people go on Monday morning to sign up?
Okay, go to www.manchesterroadrace.com. That's our website, and you can get all the information that we have. The people that run that website always keep it up to current information. We're having we can have bibs mailed to you. So if you're a college student or something, there'll be a fee for that, but we'll have it mailed to you. Otherwise, we'll have 5 pickup locations in time, starting Saturday, November 22nd, to Wednesday night, the 26th. Like I said, there's no registration nor bib pickup the day of the race. On the website, we have something, couple new things. One thing is that as of now, you can go to the website and pick up your shirt for the road race. We haven't done that before. Also on the website, we have a link currently for the Ray Carruthers blood drive. Last year, we had the record 376 donations. This year, we're trying for 400. So you can go up and sign up now to get your time, slotted time. The biggest change that we're having this year is that last year, for charity, we gave out $100,000. And the way we previously had done it is at the end of the race, we figured out, after paying all our bills, how much money we had, and then we would accept grants proposals from different local charities. And so we would grant, give out money based on those. This year, we're going to not do that for this year. Instead, we're going to give all the monies that we get, whatever it is, to food insecurity. We're teaming up with both Food Share and the MAC. MAC is going to be our Honors Club recipient, which means 120 people are going to pay $100, and all that money is going to go to Manchester Area Conference of Churches. And then all the proceeds from the race that's not allocated to specific needs will be given to split between those two, MAC and Food Share. And so it's a new incentive. Also, I hope to get a link on the website so somebody, if they want to make a contribution directly to either of those charities, can do it.
Yeah.
It's a real pressing need in Connecticut, and this is our attempt to try to help that.
Well, that's great, Doc. And we're super proud to be a part of it. We love broadcasting. I know Morgan Cunningham and I talk about it all the time. We have a great time there, and we feel comfortable and at home now. We know everybody, and it's something we really look forward to.
Well, we love having you, and hopefully we'll see you a Saturday before at the Little Manchester Road Race again. That was fun talking to you.
Yeah, totally. Thanks, Doc. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.